Happy Saturday to you, ass governor.
Why are you doing that?
I don't know. Fraz, it's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
Long time coming. But Culture My Pop is finally back in your ears.
Mm.
Yes.
It is Saturday.
Don't call it a comeback.
Yeah, but don't call it a comeback because, well,
but really
we're back.
Really, it is a comeback because we've just come back. So
we haven't really gone anywhere. I mean, people know that we're alive. And you know.
Do they, though? I feel like they don't.
What, you think they just listen to this thing, and if we're not here, they assume we died?
Yeah. That's what I think.
You think we're vampires, that we only come out and like out of our coffins just to do this?
I think maybe somewhere in Omaha, Nebraska, there's like somebody who like listens to us with like a shoelace connected to a tin can. Connected to an iPod Touch. And that's the way they listen to us.
Not even an iPod Touch, an iPod Nano.
With the one with the Wi-Fi capabilities,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
So that's how he's listening to us. And so in his simple world, that's it. Like, if we're not on air, then we died. We don't exist anymore. We only exist for him in that pretext.
Somewhere down in Omaha, Nebraska. I feel like someone in Alabama would feel the same way, too. Arkansas.
Arkansas. To like, yeah, these guys. I tell you what, white people are the best, and I like this podcast.
But they're not. But I don't know why I like them, because they ain't white.
Yeah, they ain't white. I don't know. It's weird. That's called Oklahoma philosophy, right there. That's chapter one. Oklahoma philosophy.
That's a great movie.
Wouldn't that be like a great
Oklahoma philosophy?
Oklahoma philosophy. Harrison Ford stars in Oklahoma philosophy.
Yeah, but, you know, he'll have a plane crash and no one will care.
Oh God, poor guy.
Like, you know, when celebrities get into a car accident, it starts trending on Twitter. Something happens to Harrison Ford. God bless him, and no one cares.
I saw it trending on my on my Facebook and stuff, but I don't know.
Who cares about Facebook trends?
It was all jokes, though. It was so sad. It's like, well, Han shouldn't fly solo.
He is Indiana Jones.
That's true. And Han Solo.
Yeah.
And he gets hurt. Any excuse to not do the Blade Runner sequel. That's it.
He better do that damn sequel.
He better do that damn sequel. Because we're going to
watch
it.
I want my Blade Runner sequel, damn it.
It doesn't even make sense to do one, but I want one. And they're doing one.
Well, it didn't make sense to do any more Star Wars movies, but they're doing them.
That's true. That is accurate fact. How did we get to Harrison Ford? That was so logical and the way we did that.
See, we're good at this thing. We're good.
We're good radio people.
Very good.
By the way,
yeah.
If you haven't seen Blade Runner, there's like a bunch of different...
Get the director's cut as well. Get the director's cut with the commentary.
There are like 1,000 different director's cuts of Blade Runner. It's amazing.
I know. That's why I said it.
You can never run out of things to watch. If you're
you know what? Buy all of them, because if you go to thingsdeadsays.net,
yes, you're the man.
If you go to thingsdeadsays.net and you get these, you know, via your internet search provider,
including
Internet Explorer, Firefox,
Opera, Chrome. Bing.
No, man, don't use the musical ones. All right, and you go to thingsdeadsays.net and you click on the Amazon affiliate link. You know that one that says "Click here,
click here."
It will take you to the Amazon.com that you know and love, and you can buy Blade Runner in all its director's cut glory.
Yes. All
I'm telling you.
500 versions.
Read the book as well, because, you know, it's always good to read.
Oh, what's that book called? It's like a weird...
It's got a weird title. I don't remember it off the top of the head, but
robots,
it's a good book.
Do androids dream of electric sheep?
Androids dream of electric sheep. That's
maybe.
It.
That might be.
But it's a good book.
Yes. Yeah, so, yeah, read also. You can also have
How
things.
Old is that movie now? I'm trying to think.
80, was it 80?
79, I think.
79? I'm thinking like 81.
Okay.
I don't know.
Wow, but it stands the test of time, which is always the thing for a movie. Like, if you can watch it 40-odd years later and still good, that's when you know.
Movies are going to be so confusing to, like, the next generation.
You think?
Like, when they go back and watch movies from the 90s. They're going to be like, why is he paying a quarter to use his phone?
To make a phone call.
Yeah, that concept. I'm telling you, it's going to make no sense.
Yeah, why? Yeah. Wait, what? He's using paper to buy things?
Wait, he's playing music off that big circle?
Oh, come on. The kaboom box will never die.
Stand
the kaboom
up
box
for the,
never die.
Stand up for the JVC kaboom box.
The JVC kaboom box, which will never die. I'm telling you, you will always need a generic music playing machine. What if you're like one day if the internet dies? What's going to happen? Everyone's going to go back to listening to vinyl.
That's true. That I suppose that's true. Or live music can make a comeback. Come back, you know.
Everyone will go back to using their Sony Walkman or woman. If you
the gender neutral music playing device.
Yes, the walk person.
That's going to be in this description. Thanks for putting us into your gender neutral music playing device. By Apple.
See, that's why the iPod was sensible, because it's iPod, so I could be anybody.
It could. That is a very generic pronoun. That is true.
See, they didn't call it the Pod Man.
The Pod Woman. That'd be
sounds
great.
Sounds like a weird horror movie, doesn't it?
That sounds like a superhero who like shoots. She like shoots plant pods.
Like, vegetarian superhero.
She's a vegetarian superhero and a woman.
That makes it worse, I feel.
In a way, it does. Oh, this show's completely off the rails.
But that's the best part.
Okay.
You've been watching various British comedies.
Oh, okay. So I've been hooked on Peep Show. And when I got to the last season, there are eight seasons. And I got.
They fly by, though, don't they?
They're like six episodes. And when I got to the eighth season, the last season that's on Netflix right now, I went through a little bit of a depression. I was just very sad that it was going to end. That's how much I enjoyed this show.
Well, I think the last season's just ended here, so.
Good. I'm excited for them to put it on Netflix so that I may consume.
Yeah, you're waiting a year, though. You know that, right?
I know. I'll probably just steal it later. I mean, I don't.
We don't do these things.
We don't do these things. We wait.
We purchase.
On the Amazon.
On the Amazon affiliate link whenever it comes out on the DVD.
How fast are they at that, by the way?
What, putting things out on DVD?
Yeah, over there.
Pretty quick.
Good, because I wanted to.
Well, remember, Citizen Khan, the first like season, they came out really quick.
Did they?
Yeah, remember when we interviewed Adil Ray? It was just coming out then.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That was pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the point of this podcast is DVDs come out fast. That's what I learned. If there's one thing that I say I learned today.
The DVDs come out really quickly.
Yeah. That they're good at making it come out fast.
By the way, are you looking forward to the new Flintstones movie? Because I want to watch that.
Oh.
We can discuss it because it's a cartoon. But, yeah.
So, it is the Flintstones did a crossover with the WWE. And it's going to be so fun.
Because Scooby, and this is, we can talk about it because this is pop culture and it's mixed with cartoons and animation or whatever.
Sure.
The WWE have done this for the last couple of years with various things. Scooby-Doo being one of them, which was really good last year.
Oh, God, it's the wackiest thing. It's just funny because, like, they're two things that are for children, in a way, you know, wrestling and cartoons. And remember, did you ever watch the Hulk Hogan cartoons from, like...
Oh, Rockin' Wrestling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that cartoon.
No, I didn't, by the way. No, I didn't. I'm not
really?
Gonna lie.
Oh, man. That cartoon was awesome. Because it was just,
it wasn't, like, though, was it?
It was. It was so good. It was just wacky, over-the-top, like... stereotypical as you can get wrestlers.
Did you ever
so
watch the
wacky.
Mr. T cartoon, just out of curiosity?
No, I didn't.
I always thought that was a bit over the top.
I might have to see.
But then I realize who I'm talking about, and I'm like, yeah, okay, never mind.
Exactly. I think this cartoon about this guy who only refers to himself in the third person is pretty over the top.
But you know the hilarious thing about it is, like, Mr. T would do all this fighting in the cartoon, but at the end of the thing, like, he'd tell a moral tale. I'm like, you just beat dudes up. Don't tell me anything about morality.
Don't talk to me about morals.
Yeah.
You just hit a dude. A lot.
Granted, the dude was a criminal, but you still hit him.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yes. Go on, Peep Show.
Mr. T. Yeah, so Peep Show. It's just a really good show, dude. It's the way, my favorite thing about it, it's just, it's written brilliantly in the sense that, like, there's so much joke-telling potential.
Yes. And it's not your average, it's not a sitcom, it's like it's a sketch show.
Yeah, it's a sketch show with just like a thread holding stuff together. It's great.
Yes.
The way they shoot it is, instead of, like, you get dialogue, like the dialogue between the characters, but then you also get to hear the characters' thoughts So they'll like do cuts between what the guy's saying and what he's thinking. And so there's just always so much room for like sarcasm and it's just a great
Which is
show.
What us British folk are very good at.
Yes, you Brits are quite dry.
Yes, we like our dry sense of humor. David Mitchell is one of my favorite writers and comedians.
Yeah.
I don't think he could do any wrong, in my opinion, comedy-wise.
He is so funny. He's been on Mitchell and Webb because they're a team.
Dave Mitchell and
Robert Webb.
And Webb.
They've both been on they voiced a couple of robots on Doctor Who, which if you
did. I forgot about that.
If you go back and watch that episode, Dinosaurs on a Spaceship.
It's hilarious.
It's just Mitchell and Webb on Doctor Who as the robots. Who? Like the three best possible things that you could be.
It's one of the funniest Doctor Who episodes I think I've ever seen.
It's so great. Oh, God.
And these guys are not like, you know how comedians usually just come out of nowhere? But these two are like, especially David Mitchell was like Oxford graduate.
Yeah.
Like they've come from Oxford University, studied history and things like that. I'm like, whoa, wait, hang on a second.
These are smart dudes and they've just connected radio to television.
But that's the thing. All these comedies and things usually start off on the radio first. So I don't know if you got Little Britain in the US. I think you did.
I don't know. I don't think I've heard of it.
Okay. Like a lot of these shows that you get out of the UK originated on the radio. Yeah. So they started on the radio first and then they transferred them over to TV.
Yeah. That's how it used to be here, like in the 50s. But like, I think where our radio lacks is we don't really do comedy on the radio anymore. It's not.
Yeah, you gotta look for internet broad radio stations if you want your comedy. Whereas in the UK, the BBC, they have a slot every night at like 6:30 for comedy.
That's awesome.
Or, you know, there's a radio station called for Extra, which does comedy and drama. So there's always something going on. So you got your sitcoms and they don't just play the new stuff. They will play stuff like Dad's Army or The Navy Lark. Right. Probably haven't heard of those.
I know what both those things are. Totally, I do not. Yeah.
They're old school, very old comedies and things like that. So they'll play old comedy. So you get a little bit of history and context along with the newer stuff.
That's how we're letting our next generation down, man. We're not educating them about what's supposed to be funny.
And granted, some of these older comedies, you got to be careful because some of them are a little bit controversial, let's say.
Sure.
A bit edgy.
There are some edgy motifs, I would say.
Yeah. But you got to put it all into context and of its time, but it doesn't mean it's less funny.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, you can appreciate something objectively. Even though you understand like the mindset that went into writing it.
Exactly. I mean, even stand up comedy, and we have like competitions that young comics will start off on the radio before they head out onto TV.
That's awesome.
TV and radio. I mean, talking into a microphone is a lot. It's difficult at the best of times, but if you're doing it in front of a camera, ooh.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. All I know is I would love, like, the UK is one of my, like, dream destinations to get to go do stand-up. I just, that's going to be awesome. Because it's so much more
embraced. Yeah, because the stand-up comedy scene in the UK is huge.
Yeah.
You got your Milton Joneses and even Mitchell and Webb do a little bit of stand-up. But I think David Mitchell has got, he's got, like, a little niche thing going where he will do anything panel show related.
Yeah, he's doing like the Jimmy Carr thing or like the Chris Hardwick thing here in America, I think. I like this concept though of the British panel show. It's not really something
I love panel shows. Panel shows are my favorite things.
Well, explain the concept of a panel show because it's kind of hard.
A panel show is you will obviously have a host who will like do a lot of the jokes and whatnot and will set up punchlines and whatever and possibly be the butt of all the jokes. And then you will have two teams captained by a particular person. And the best panel shows will have the dynamic of a straight man and a comedian, and they will play off each other.
Yeah.
Or you can like make a game out of it.
It's cool because that show, like, I don't think has ever really made it here in the States until Chris Hardwick, who does like the Nerdist and he does the Doctor Who shows for BBC America, he started doing his own panel show called At Midnight on Comedy Central. And he admits to like just, you know, doing what he's watched, like, Jimmy Carr do and all these British comedians do. We're just now catching up to you guys, is what I'm saying. I'm saying England is superior.
The best thing about panel shows is you can practice the improv. It's all spontaneous. Yeah. Granted, some of the, like, the host's stuff, the chairperson stuff will be written.
Right.
But the rest of it, and if you have, like, really good comedian guests, they won't need to write their own. They won't need to write anything. They can just do things off the cuff, which is the best part.
So did you
of a panel show?
So you guys had Whose Line Is It Anyway first, right? That was your thing.
Yeah, that was ours before it came over there.
Well, thank you for that. Because
no problem.
You're like on behalf of
on the behalf of all the great British public, we accept your thanks.
Yeah, man. No, go
even though you do change The Office into your own sitcom and make it a lot worse than it is,
and we made it run 9 seasons instead of, you know, 1.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for that. We appreciate it.
We took we take everything and just make it American.
And you're doing that with another show that I love called Luther. It's a cop show. I'm like, what are you doing? Stop now.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I can't wait to watch that abomination and like it more than your version.
No, you haven't even seen our version, so shut up.
No, I'm not going to watch either of them. I'm totally kidding.
I'm waiting for them to do, like they tried to do it with Sherlock, didn't they? With that, what's it called? Elementary?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they aired that on BBC Fox. America, I think.
No, it's Fox.
Oh, on Fox?
Yeah, it's one of your, it's like, and they turned Watson into a woman. I'm like, what are you doing right now?
Yeah, I remember that. I guess there's nothing wrong with it, but.
No. I have no problem with, like, a female sidekick, but Sherlock Holmes and Watson is a dynamic that you don't change.
Yeah, they're dudes, man. They're bros. Like, you can't all of a sudden make her chick.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Strange people.
Yes.
You haven't seen this because you haven't read this yet, but one of my favorite albums of this year is the Lupe Fiasco one.
Really?
Yes.
That's right. I saw an article running this week on, I forgot what website it was running on, but
I think it was Genius, the one I sent you.
Okay. Yeah. I haven't read it yet, but he does basically take us through the process of putting the album together, right?
Well, someone tried to deconstruct the album by playing it backwards.
What?
Which is an interesting theory because I've tried to do this and it makes a lot more sense now.
Playing the album? Oh, like listening to the tracks in reverse order?
Yeah. So what Lupe's done, I think he's told the story but done it backwards.
That's nuts.
Which makes for a completely different album if you listen to it backwards.
All right. I know what I'm doing after this.
Yeah. It's like he's made a concept album by making the album in reverse.
How? And they say there's nothing artistic about hip-hop, man. How? You can't get more artistic than that.
That's ridiculous. And only, you know what? And I'm going to say it this way. Only Lupe would think of something like that.
Yeah, that's great, dude. If he, and I think, like, if he feels that that's going to be his parting contribution to hip hop, it was a pretty good one.
I hope it's not, though.
No, I agree. I don't think it will be, to be fair.
I don't think it will. Well, now that he's got the slave masters of Atlantic off his back.
I'm saying, here's the thing. He's a great rapper. He's going to be on his own, and he knows how to use GarageBand. Therefore, he cannot resist putting out more music. That's all I'm thinking.
I reckon he's a Pro Tools man personally.
You think?
I feel like
he's just simple. He likes to be simple. He likes to get on the MacBook and just, you know, be simple.
As long as he doesn't use SoundFlower to use make his sound, he's fine.
Have you heard his Gorillaz mixtape?
Yes. Yes.
I love how he raps about using GarageBand. He's like, I turn off the fan so there's no outside noise. Like, he's just, he's so particular.
But this is the same man who made a song about skateboarding, so.
That's true. That's one of the songs that took off for him.
It was the song, I think.
Yeah, man. So, the Lupe Fiasco album was like the beginning of January when that came out.
We're in March now. There's been some good music this year, I think.
Yeah, I think so far. 2015 has already been better than all of 2014 in terms of music.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, man.
Granted, between Des and I, we don't usually listen to a lot of the stuff that's mainstream. We do somewhat, but not a lot.
I think I do more
but
than
even
you
last
do.
Year's underground stuff wasn't that great.
Yeah, there was kind of a lack of stuff last year. This year, though, we've already gotten the Lupe Fiasco, Funny People dropped.
The song that we started off the show with, Purity Ring.
Purity Ring just released their album last Tuesday. God, that album's so good. I mean, if you want good music with trippy lyrics, that's what you listen to. So good.
And there's some really good soul artists coming out of the UK, which I'm really happy about because I'm an R&B guy. So when I hear decent music with decent vocalists, I'm all in.
Yes. 2015, here's to you, man.
Musically, you have been on point. Speaking of music, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Next week, you're handing me control of the show.
Oh, yeah. Next week, the Wisp takes over. Tell us about this roundtable that you're producing.
Dez will be a part of this roundtable. He will be getting up at ridiculous o'clock in the morning.
It'll be awesome.
He's going to be going to hear Dez's sleepy voice.
I think that's my day off, too. So it's fine because I can just go back to sleep after.
There you go. So Dez will be a part of this roundtable. He will be the American representative.
That's a horrible idea.
Next week's
Sorry,
show will
America.
Be coming from not my bedroom, which it usually does. It will be coming from the Pump Studio, where I do a lot of my work nowadays. People don't know, but So I've been busy, doing some other podcast-related stuff. Dez has let me fly out the nest for a while.
For a bit.
Yeah. He always brings me back every week, though.
Before
just
I get
to
my,
check.
You know, get my
healthy,
back.
See if I'm eating properly and things like that.
Are they feeding you? Are you changing your underwear regularly?
Yeah, he makes sure I can do my plugs properly still, all things like that. Making sure I don't have to plug my microphone into the interface, all these things.
Adjust the knobs when you cough.
Yeah, he's got to check these things. But next week I will be in the studio where I've been producing my Noisy Whispers podcast, which basically is just me interviewing a bunch of people who do volunteer work, which I think is a very important thing, for young people to enhance your resumes and things like that.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And kind of gets you used to working in an environment with other people and things like that. So I've been interviewing people like that and just talking, having a general conversation, having fun with them. But next week is a special one. For the last 3 months, I have been planning and working on getting some of the most interesting minds in music from the perspective of a manager. So we've got a manager on Thursday who used to be a DJ. I've got another DJ. I've got two rappers from the UK scene. The guy that produces some of my music, if you heard any of my stuff. And me and Dez are going to be basically the consumers, although Dez does have his own radio show on other stations.
Yeah. So, that's going to be interesting, dude, because you have a great grasp of it. So I think it's going to be great. If you like music or if you have friends that like music, I recommend tuning into it. It's going to be thought-provoking.
It is. It's going to be different from your average Culture My Pop show, but I still think it will be quite interesting because the thing we wanted to do with this show is, talk about pop culture. And nothing says pop culture more than music.
That's right. That's right. So,
people have heard me rant about music and mediocrity and things like that. So we're going to put these points to some of the people and hopefully we'll engage in a really interesting conversation that people will enjoy.
It's next week on Culture My Pop. I'm looking forward to it with the Pump Project.
I'm a little bit nervous because I've actually got a host instead of Dez.
Yeah. You've done it before, though. You've had to pull me out of some situations.
I have. Well, usually I've had Steve to do all the pressing of buttons and whatnot.
Oh, that's true. But you're in a studio.
But I've done a few solo-y things, so yeah.
There you go.
Let's see if I can remember to do my plugs then, huh?
Let's see if you can properly manipulate the Star Trek Enterprise at that,
We've got stories, Dez.
Yeah, there's this... I made that Star Trek reference for a reason. So
you're not going to talk to me about Leonard Nimoy, are you?
I'm going to talk to you about Mr. Spock. And I'm going to talk to you about Canadians. This is probably the most Canadian story I've ever heard.
It's hilarious, though.
Isn't it great? Canada, the country north of us. Canada.
This is from the BBC again.
So Canada says... People are drawing Spock faces on the Canadian $5 bill. Because apparently the guy on the $5 bill in Canada...
Does he look like Leonard Nimoy?
I guess. Or they like drawing on his face to make him look like Spock.
That's treason or something, isn't it?
I don't know. But here's
what, in the UK, you can't do that because that's the queen, man.
Here's what Canada says. Canadians are asked to stop drawing Spock on $5 bills. Hey, you are defacing your
money. Right, Dez, have you got any notes on you?
Oh man, I don't know why. Want to do?
I want you to draw on Benjamin Franklin's face.
So you think this is a bad thing?
No, I don't. I think it's hilarious.
They've been sketching bold eyebrows and pointy ears on a former prime minister to honor the late actor Leonard Nimoy.
Oh.
This is my favorite thing. The Bank of Canada. The Bank of Canada, eh? There's only one bank in Canada.
Canada, the Bank just of like, Canada, just, eh?
It's like there's only one road in Canada, eh?
The Canada Road.
The Bank of Canada says it seems wrong to alter a symbol of our country. It seems wrong. You know, we're not totally sure, but it seems wrong.
It seems wrong.
It seems it's wrong. Not,
it's they're so polite that it's like they're like saying, "All right, don't stop. We'd like you to stop."
I mean, and they're like, "Hey, just sorry, sorry for you know, for bringing this up, but it seems wrong."
Yeah,
it's like the most
sorry
polite.
For bringing it up, but you wouldn't mind if you you know stop.
Stop. If you are, you know, stopped defacing our currency, that would be great.
I want them to make a public service broadcast.
Hey, excuse me.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Canadian Republic, people, I guess.
Yeah, sorry for interrupting the grassy, but I just wanted to...
And they can get famous Canadians to do it, like Drake would do it.
Yo.
Yo.
Hey.
get Bret Hart to do it. Wayne Gretzky.
Wayne Gretzky. Stop defacing
Justin Bieber for the younger people who have been drawing on the...
Oh, man. Celine Dion writes like a heartbreaking ballad about how you shouldn't deface your currency.
In French. She says it in French, though. Brian Adams.
Oh, man. These fucking Canadians, dude. The most polite people in the world. I love Canada. Love it. You guys are so nice.
It seems like it's wrong.
It seems like it's wrong.
Des, are you going to start drawing on your currency now? Do you think anyone would care?
I don't know. I don't think people would mind. I think as long as the drawings are good, you know.
Don't put Barack. But if you do it to like, if they ever put Barack Obama on currency, I think people would find it offensive then. Then people would start getting upset, I reckon.
Mm. Well, let's not do that.
Well, no.
Yeah.
Do you think I went for George Bush Jr. because then people would just start tearing money up.
Oh, God.
Who would just start tearing stuff and burning it? They make their own money at that point. They should put Homer Simpson on currency.
I think that would be very valuable.
I think so. Like, get like people from pop culture, like Mickey Mouse.
Yes. Way to take over. There's like a Ronald McDonald on a dollar bill.
The Hamburglar.
Yeah, that'll be five Ronalds and a half a Hamburglar.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
All right, and two Grimaces.
Yeah. So. Rocco's Modern Life.
This
that'll
story...
be one Ash Ketchum.
Yeah. This story, courtesy of the BBC, as they all are. Toronto tunnel digger. That's... All right, that's... First of all, that's not what you want to be identified as.
I am the Toronto Tunnel Digger.
Yeah, I will bury you with my shovel of Canadian politeness, eh?
Do you mind if I shovel this all over you
Is
now?
Is it okay? I'm sorry.
I'll bury you. That's how many like Canadian serial killers would be, I reckon. I'm sorry, silly. But I've got to stab you now.
Hey, can I come in? Hey. Okay, thanks. Oh. I'm going to kill you now.
You have a very nice house. I'm sorry.
Very nice. Yeah. I'll pick up after myself, I promise.
Yeah. I'm sorry I'm going to get blood on the floor, but I promise I'll mop up afterwards.
Toronto Tunnel Digger says, it was a dream hanging out at Spot. Oh, it was a dream hangout spot. Oh, okay. Let's try that
So the
again.
Dude likes hiding underground. I don't know. That just seems creepy.
So the tunnel he dug is a hangout spot?
Think he is World War II.
Oh yeah, you know it's nice. There's no people here.
It takes me back to simpler times.
Yeah, the no cars, eh? It takes me back to a simpler time when there was ground above our heads, eh?
Yeah, yeah. And you know I can stay away from the moose and all them.
Yeah, back when we lived underground with the mole people.
All the mole people.
He's just crazy Canadian, but he's still polite.
Yeah.
Oh, police say they are no longer investigating the tunnel and that there is no threat to the public.
What?
The man who dug a tunnel under Toronto and caused a media frenzy last month says the man cave...
See, this is why I said to you, this is why I always say to you, nothing's happened in Canada since 1997. This is why.
This guy heard the term man cave and took it literally. So, do you want to come hang out in my man cave? It's pretty dark.
It's pretty dark. You might need a flashlight.
There are some bats down there in my man cave. Batman.
What if he's been watching too much Bruce Wayne and all them, and hasn't he? Like, he's taken the bat cave to a whole new level.
Yeah, yeah. This Canadian just thought he was canon. He thought he was Batman. This is the dream spot, eh?
Like, why didn't he just hide in the boiler room like normal people?
What does he do? He just goes in underground and just eats chicken wings and watches YouTube videos? Like,
does he have wireless down there?
I don't know. Maybe he, like, installed his own hotspot or something.
I'd love him to do that, but there'd be no signal. Like, there's no bars.
Dude, if this guy bothered to dig a tunnel under the city of Toronto, and then once he got under there, he didn't have internet, he failed as a human. Like, he went wrong at the wrong point.
Like, yeah, but can you, like, okay, he might want to go down to be on his own, but can he watch the game if he wants to? What if he wants food? Is there, like, a refrigeration down there?
Well, you know what? Maybe he could order from Eat24, and if they were still sponsoring us, I would have made an amazing plug for them right there.
Absolutely, but they're not, unfortunately. But,
yes, I'm not gonna.
I'm gonna have to browse their website for halal places in San Jose.
Oh, that's anyway. True. Yeah. And authorities initially investigated the possibility of a terrorist connection to the...
You know what? I'd investigate that, too. I don't blame the Canadian police for that one.
So there's one or two things. It's either some guy that's buried underground to create his own man cave.
Yeah, he's created his own man cave. So, I mean, God knows what he's going to do with a man cave once it's done. So you're going to stop investigating, or it's a terrorist now.
Or it's a terrorist. Those are the only two options that it can be.
I mean, we haven't got the Underground Railroads anymore. They're gone.
Man cave, terrorist man cave.
Terrorist.
So imagine being Canadian and having to explain to somebody that you think they're a terrorist.
Did you say you got a man cave? Where is it? Underground? Are you a terrorist, man?
So I'm sorry. Sorry, but are you a terrorist?
I mean, I don't want to ask. I mean, I don't mean to pry.
I mean, I think you're a terrorist, eh? Like, sorry to say, but
I mean, if you are, it's okay. They'd be like that. If you are, it's okay. I mean, don't worry. Everyone, you can get treatment for that.
We love each other unconditionally here, eh?
Yeah.
But Elton McDonald, the most Canadian name of all time, by the way.
Elton McDonald. That says it all, doesn't it?
It's Elton. It's like Elton John and Ronald McDonald have a baby, and it's Elton McDonald.
Elton McDonald. He's going to have, like, big hair and a red nose.
Elton, 22, which I don't know what that converts to in American years, says the tunnel was simply a private getaway. He was a...
Why would he need a... So he can't just hop on a plane and head to... I don't know. He's in Toronto. Go to Montreal if you want a private getaway.
Go on vacation. Go... There are plenty of... there are other
go
places.
Go to Edmonton.
Maybe he thinks the world is vertical.
Maybe he was trying to find the center of the universe.
Perhaps. I was reading Jules Verne, and he said go down.
It suddenly got very hot down there.
It was very hot. I said, oh, I'm not used to this. I'm used to cold, eh?
So he dug himself back out again.
It was a secret for sure, but it was not built for nefarious reasons, Mr. McDonald told the Toronto Sun. Yeah, I love how there's the Mr. McDonald. Oh, Mr. McDonald. Mr. McDonald.
I bet that'd be like the most polite interview ever as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah. It's the most polite interview. It's the most polite news text here. It's just everything about this is polite.
I mean, he's not using the thing for nefarious reasons. So,
like,
you know,
like
wouldn't it be? I reckon even if he was using it for nefarious reasons, it would be polite.
Like, even in the word meter in Canada, the E is polite because it lets the R go first. Like, that's how polite things are.
The alphabet in their mind is just polite because, you know, Z, bless it, it's small, so it needs to be last.
Yeah, other things go before other things in Canada. That made no sense.
That made absolute sense.
Did it?
Things go before other things. That's why they hate numbers, because they're infinity. Because there's always a number after the next one. There's no finality in numbers.
Yes. Mr. McDonald constructed the 10-meter-long, 2-meter-high tunnel.
Hang on a second. What can you do in that? That's small, if you think about it.
You can crawl.
Yeah, but 10 meters?
So is this guy's idea of a fun place to hang out, just like somewhere where he can crawl around for a while?
Crawl around. He can be squashed.
Maybe he thinks he's Ratman.
I don't know, man, or Mole Man. Like, you can't put a TV in there.
What's wrong with this guy? There's a trap door reinforced with wood beams and plywood.
The warrior would love that.
Oh, God.
Ah, trap doors. I'd love to have a trap door, actually.
Yeah. That's what you need in Canada to have fun, is you need a trap door and a tunnel. That's awesome.
My story still remains that nothing has happened in Canada since 1997. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's been a slow news day in Canada since...
since November 1997.
Oh, boy.
People are wondering why I reference November 97. I'm not going to tell you either.
All right.
Des is not going to Canada by the sounds of things.
Yeah, these Canadians, man. All right, this next story.
See, even your dog disagrees with him.
Wouldn't you?
Touche.
Yeah. 50 Shades of Grey Boy. Again, not what you want to be identified as ever.
Right with, yes.
Yeah, no.
As a boy, as a man, and you'll know why when you hear the rest of this story.
This kid's 11 and he's already been ruined for life. Poor kid. 50 Shades of Grey Boy.
50 Shades of Grey Boy.
He's going to be 50 and that's what he's going to be known as. 50 Shades of Grey Boy.
Grey Boy, yeah.
11 causes stir at school. Okay, so... apparently, there's this kid named 50 Shades of Grey Boy, and he started to stir.
And he caused a stir.
Yeah. A boy dressed as a character from 50 Shades of Grey was...
My first point is, he's 11 years old. What the hell does he know about 50 Shades of Grey, and why?
The internet, man. It's ruining our children.
and his mother let him dress like this?
Yeah. And it's not even... The whole story isn't even about the fact that he dressed up as a 50 Shades of Grey character. It's that he was excluded from World Book Day, Faraz. How would he be excluded from World Book Day? That is the ultimate offense, apparently.
He's excluded from World... I mean, okay.
It's like Christmas.
It's a crappy book, but it's a book nonetheless.
It's World Book Day. What did he do wrong? He didn't come dressed as Keanu Reeves. It's like, at least
what if he came as dressed as Hitler from the Mein Kampf book? What have you done then?
Yeah, it's still a book. You know, he can't necessarily get in trouble for it.
It's still a book.
He can bring his friend. They can be Karl Marx and Fred Engels. Like, they just can...
And what if he'd come as dressed like Anne as Anne of Green Gables or something? God, I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, man.
See, that would have been all right, I reckon. Anne of Green Gables. Okay, so it's fine to come dressed up as James Bond with guns and things like that, but... someone from 50 Shades of Grey. Oh,
God
boy.
Forbid. No, you can forget about your World Book Day. It's really sad, though, man. World Book Day is important.
I think, as with most things in the world, World Book Day has become so commercialized. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. You know.
I get that you want kids to start reading books, and I get that, you know, you want the books people to... but don't do things like this, for heaven's sake. Don't have the kids dress up as characters from books. But then, because you're going to get weirdos like this kid.
Yeah. What if somebody came dressed up as Old Yeller? Like,
yeah, exactly. What would you have done? Shot him?
Or a mockingbird? Would you have mocked it? Would you have tried to kill it? I've missed that joke up.
if someone had come as dressed up as the Wizard of Oz or the Wicked Witch of the West.
Or Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Red Dog, yes. The ultimate one.
Liam Scholes. Liam. That makes the story perfect. His name is Liam. Liam.
Such a British name, isn't it?
Yes. Liam.
Liam.
He went to Sale High School as a Christian Grey from the explicit novel, wearing a grey suit and carrying cable ties and an eye mask. Awesome. Who's that kid?
Cable ties and what?
Cable ties and an eye mask.
What if he had eye trouble? He might have had, like, a visual impairment.
That's the most British thing I've ever heard. Eye mask. You need a mask for your eyes. Oh, Jesus.
Okay, so he was wearing a suit. He might have gone there as Donald Trump, for all we know.
That's true. It's true.
Although, I don't think he can read Donald Trump's book either. I don't think Donald Trump's ever read Donald Trump's book.
That's true. His mother says, said,
I agree with the dog.
You British people can't write, man. This is hard to read. His mother said that the school excluded her son from photographs. Yeah, I would leave him out of photographs too, to be honest.
He's carrying cable ties. And wearing an eye mask.
I don't think we can photograph you. Your eye mask is reflecting
it's
the glare.
Too dark.
Yeah,
it's too dark.
Yeah, let's not do this.
Okay, so my question still remains, and the finger shouldn't be pointed at the boy or the school. It should be pointed at his mom.
Yeah, first of all, letting him watch 50 Shades of Grey at age 11, right? But then for letting him go dressed up as this.
Dude, like, at what point do you say, no, son?
No.
Are you mildly retarded? No, I'm kidding.
You said mildly, to be fair.
I did.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, boy.
Whose idea do you think it was? Like, you think it's like, do you imagine a little kid going on to his mom? Can I dress up as a guy from 50 Shades of Grey?
Of course you can, sonny boy.
Well, they do live in Sale, and that's not notorious for being the most intelligent place on Earth. There you go. I'm allowed to say that I'm British.
Okay.
It's not the most affluent of places, let's put it that way.
Really? Is it Is it a ghetto?
It's not really a ghetto, but
can there be a ghetto in England? Does England have a ghetto?
Nah. We have poverty. but no ghettos.
No ghettos.
No ghettos. Hmm. To be fair, I don't think, you know when they say in America you've got ghettos? I don't think they're really ghettos though, are they?
Not compared to other places, that's true.
Yeah, I'm saying, why don't we call them ghettos? They're not really ghettos, they're just less rich.
How are the homeless people over there? Are they nice?
I've never really come across a homeless person though.
Really?
Like, I try and, yeah, you see them every so often, but not really. You don't really see them as much. I'm sure they're there.
Yeah, they're there. They're quiet.
Like, I feel like in America you'd see them more, like, because you got, well, by the subways and whatnot.
Yeah, and also in America they're more abrasive. I feel like a British homeless person would be more polite.
Hey, can I have 50p for a cup of tea, mate? No, piss off.
All right. I feel like it's that easy.
All right, mate, thanks.
Oh, cheers, mate. Cheers.
You know the scariest places for homeless people? And I've been to India a few times.
Uh-huh.
So just going off on a tangent. I've been to India, and the homeless people there are scary.
Are they?
Because if you, like, it's like a conglomerate. If you give one homeless person money, they will come after you, fam.
Oh, wow.
It's like a gang that, like, if you give one, then the rest of the homeless community will come for you. Like, yeah, this one's a soft touch.
Oh, boy.
It's really frightening. As a 13-year-old, I was terrified.
Did you give them money?
No, we were told not to.
Oh, that's scary, man.
Because, like, there's so many different charities and things. Like, being a Muslim, you can just give money to the mosques and they will make sure that the poor people are taken care of and, you know, provided for food-wise.
Yeah.
But if you give to the individual poor people, they will just tell their friends and then their friends will come for you. It's like, you're trying to walk down the street and you're just being stopped constantly and they chase after you. It's quite terrifying.
That's nuts. Well, yep.
There you go. There's a slice of culture there.
Yeah. Wow. We cultured your pop, all right. Yeah. All right.
Which is why I think Des will never go to India now.
Maybe. Well, all right. We got to go. So, I don't know. This is the return of culture, my pop. Maybe we should have left it off a week. I have no idea if this was good.
It was fine. I think people would have enjoyed our banter. We've done worse shows.
All right. I'll take your word for it. Follow us on Twitter at Des Delgadillo, at The Wisp. Make
at
sure
MonkeyPusher69, because Monkey he will be Pusher a part 69. Of what we do. Actually, yeah. I don't know if there's going to be a culture, my pop, that week.
Oh, God. I don't know. It'll definitely be the hungover edition, though. Like, undoubtedly.
Apart from me.
Well, you're going to probably host that day, too.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God. Speaking of hosting, Faraz is back next week on Culture My Pop hosting the Music Roundtable in collaboration with the Pump Project. So be excited. And
Des, as I said, Des will be there.
I'll be there. People's Podcast on Monday. Throwback Vibes.
That's it?
Coming up next
Thursday. We're getting ready for Throwback Vibes.
Yeah, get ready for it. It's going to be sick. And then, of course, WrestleMania at the end of the month.
Month.
With all the fun and games, maybe Culture My Pop. I don't know. Leave a review on iTunes. Subscribe. Make sure to check out the Amazon link. If you haven't already, please do that. And
do it.
And if you don't, well, then Faraz has got two words for you.
Piss off.